We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today on Conquering Heroes, we're going to head over to Yost Ice Arena and talk to the captain of the Michigan hockey team, and that is Nick Blankenberg. Stay tuned for your hockey update here on Conquering Heroes.
Welcome to your one-stop podcast for all things Michigan athletics. Updates on every team on campus and interviews with players and coaches are all on the way. This is Conquering Heroes. Here's your host, John Jansen.
I'm now joined by the captain of the Michigan ice hockey team. That's Nick Blankenberg. Nick, thanks for joining us. And what's it like playing with so much star power around you? You got so many big-time NHL draft picks. What's it been like in that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're unbelievable hockey players, but more important than that, they're even better guys, and they're just guys that you want to be around at the rink, just seeing their work ethic and how they carry themselves. So as such young guys, they definitely can teach the older guys a few things, which is always a good thing, and we're there for them however we can be with how they are and what they do. But it's been awesome. It's been a blessing just to be around these guys, and I don't think we realize just how thankful we can be just to be around these guys and every single day. And it's exciting to see. I mean, I was talking to guys throughout the year and just said how excited we are to see these guys go on and play NHL games. And that's just awesome to see.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the fact that, you know, they're great players, they're great guys, because that makes playing the game so much fun. And I think coming into this year, you were assistant captain last year, and the question would be, how do you get all of that star power? Because we all have ego. How do you find a way to, as the captain now of this team, to get everybody from a player's perspective on the same page, all pulling in the same direction? How have you been able to rally the troops and get them all pulling in the same direction? Because you guys are 12-4 right now.
Yeah. Obviously, that was a big thing that we were looking at before coming into the season, is just trying to make sure that everybody's kind of more living in the present and just enjoying their time here at Michigan. And something that we've been saying a lot this year is just that we have the opportunity here to do something that's so special here and something that can never be taken away from us. And ultimately, that's our goal, to win a national championship. And I think the more we kind of focus on just doing things for each other and realizing how special of a group that we have here, that we'll only be together only one time in history before everybody goes their own ways and guys graduate and whatnot. But we're just trying to live out each day, enjoying each other and just enjoying and being happy to be at the rink and being able to play with each other and ultimately get better each day to help each other out to reach our goals in the future. So I think those guys are all on I think we're all on the same page in that aspect of that we have this team and we have something special here. So let's not waste it.
And you do have something special going, because I mentioned you're 12-4. Your last couple of losses came against Notre Dame, but other than that, it's been a season where we've seen you guys continue to grow. Where are you now as a team and as one group compared to where you were at the start of the season? Because everything evolves, everything changes, and you find out more about each other when you're in those competitions. Where are you now compared to the start of the season?
Yeah, I think at the beginning of the year, there's a lot of expectations on what kind of team we were going to be and how good we were going to be. So I think that those expectations in the beginning of the year, I think definitely were pretty nerve-wracking for some of us just because the expectations were so high. But I think at this point, we're just going out there with the confidence that we've gained throughout each game this year and learning from each loss and even learning from the wins too, which gives us a better chance each night just to play the best that we can. And like you said, we've grown so much from the beginning of the year. And the great thing is that we know that we can be a lot better too, which is also really exciting.
So I'm going to ask you two things, a good and a bad. The good, what is it that this team does best right now?
I think one of the best things that we're doing right now is just the way that, that's a tough question. I think one of the best things is just our speed that we have on our forecheck and just how we can play fast at times. You said you're going to ask two questions. I can go to the bad too. It's kind of a tale of two cities. It's either we're playing the right way at times or we're not playing the right way. Sometimes, like I said, we're so good when we play fast and we play hard. And then sometimes you can see in these losses that we have or kind of these mistakes that we're making, we're just kind of careless and not working the right way, or we're working hard, but we're not working smart at times. So definitely something that we've learned throughout our losses and even through our wins too. So, but yeah, we're a really fast team and the guys like to compete. We just have to stick with it at all times of the game.
That was going to be my second question, obviously, is what is it that you guys need to continue to improve upon to get to where you want to go? And I think as a former athlete, when somebody asks you, okay, what is it you do good? Sometimes it is hard to come up with that. But when somebody says, hey, what is it that you guys need to improve upon? As a competitor, you've got a list of 5, 6, 7 different things that you could run down that you're thinking about, whether it's at practice today, whether it's, you know, this weekend's matchup against Minnesota. What is it for you individually that you want to see yourself do better by the end of the season when you guys get to the tournament?
So for individually, I'd say just continuing to be hard in the D zone and limit chances against, just eliminating guys with good sticks and being hard to play against in the D zone. Ultimately, our offense comes from our defense. And when I'm playing good defense, when the team's playing good defense, we're creating more offense. But to go along on the team aspect, I just think the biggest thing that we're struggling with right now is probably just consistency at times. I think we got to be more consistent with our starts, and that kind of leads us off to a good game plan throughout the game. And then when things go wrong or when guys make mistakes, we just got to stay consistent in who we are as hockey players and who we are as a team.
How have you seen Coach Pearson, Mel Pearson, the head coach of men's ice hockey, but how have you seen Mel, handle the different levels of talent in the locker room and getting everybody to play on lines and to play as a team? And how have you seen him throughout the course of this season handle the challenges that you guys have been faced with, whether it's getting everybody to play together or it's, you know, coming back after a couple of tough losses against Notre Dame? How have you seen him handle those things this year?
Yeah, I definitely, it's definitely a very difficult job, so I give him a lot of credit. But yeah, I mean, he's always been positive around the rink and in the room, and he's always been pushing guys to be the best as they can be, which is, I think, one of the most important things, especially when holding guys accountable. It doesn't matter if you're the first round draft pick or you're not drafted, he's gonna treat guys the same way. And so he's done a great job at that. And I just think the way that he carries himself around the rink and kind of leads by example has been really important for us to kind of watch and see, and then be able to take that out onto the ice.
Now, in the community, outside of Yost, you've been very active in the community. You've been up to, obviously, Mott's Children's Hospital, which has really become a great tradition for Michigan athletes to go up there and see the kids. And I know that you had you started a GoFundMe to create some relief for those at the Ronald McDonald House. Why has it been important for you, and what lessons have you learned, being involved in situations like that?
Yeah, I just think this position that I'm in gives me the opportunity to help people in whatever way I can. And I think it's really important to try and be the best hockey player that I can be. But I want to be known as not just a hockey player, but as a good person too. So that's something that I take a lot of pride in, is just trying to help people who maybe are less fortunate than us or who could use the help. And I think that's just kind of how my parents raised me, is to kind of look out for others and to be a blessing and to be a light in somebody's life who could use it.
All of that off the ice, on the ice, in the classroom, it leads to where you are right now as a leader on the team, as a captain. For you, I know you were assistant captain last year. What does it mean to you for your teammates to look to you for leadership, the coaches to look to you to provide leadership to the team? How have you been able to handle that responsibility, and what does it mean to you?
Yeah, well, it means the world to me, just being a kid from Michigan and to be able to be the captain of the hockey team here. I mean, I have to pinch myself sometimes before I go to bed and just realize how blessed I am and just how thankful I am to have this opportunity. So definitely a dream come true for me. And I don't think it's just me who's doing the work, though. I think that we have so many good leaders on this team, whether all the assistant captains or other guys who don't have a letter. It's not just the guys who have a letter on their jersey, which I think is one of the most important things, that we have outside leadership other than this group of guys who have a letter, who can lead by example, who can push guys to get better every day in practice, and who are saying the right things and doing the right things at the rink and away from the rink.
So you guys got Minnesota this weekend. Following that, you've got Ohio State. Is the Ohio State rivalry as big on the ice as it is on the football field?
I don't know if it's as big as the football rivalry, just because how big of a football or following football has. But to us, we take it really seriously, and I think for us, we like to think it is, but. We definitely don't like them, and we know that they don't like us. So it's definitely a weekend that we have circled in our books.
So you got the Big Ten matchups. You've got four of those games before you get to the Great Lakes Invitational. What's the key for you guys as you look ahead to two games against Minnesota and two games against Ohio State, the short-term goals that you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, just like you said earlier, we're continuing to try and grow each and every single week and learn from our mistakes. So, like I said, we're trying to be consistent, and we're trying to have better starts. This is the last kind of weekends we kind of let loose on that. But I think we're just trying to take it game by game right now and not look too far ahead and just get ready for this weekend through a good week of practice and just doing the right thing day in and day out at the rink.
Nick, I appreciate it, and best of luck as you guys prepare for Minnesota. We'll certainly be watching.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, I want to thank Nick for giving us a quick breakdown of where the hockey team is right now, what it's like to play with 7 first-round picks on the roster. He's the captain of that team, and they've got a couple of games this weekend against Minnesota. Also coming up in the following weekend, 2 games against Ohio State. So a lot to look forward to for this hockey team. Stay tuned in here for all your Michigan athletics information. Everything that's going around the athletics campus, we'll bring it to you on Conquering Heroes.
Thanks for listening to Conquering Heroes with John Jansen. Conquering Heroes is part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.